The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 11, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 17th, 1973, in London, England.
The Blessed Lord said, "While speaking learned words, you are mourning for what is not worthy of grief. Those who are wise lament neither for the living nor the dead."
So, what is that thing which is living and dead? The body. The body is living and dead. So, Krishna indirectly or directly chastised Arjuna that the behavior that you are showing, it is not like a learned man. Nanusuchanti pandita. That means, indirectly he said that you do not know things as they are. Not learned. You are fooled. In spite of Arjuna speaking so many things in support of his being non-violent and not to kill his kinsmen, Krishna chastised him that you are not learning. You are fooled. So this is the position. Those who are under the bodily concept of life, they can speak so many learned things, but after all, they are fooled. Jashyatu buddhi kunapi tithatuke sadhik kalatra adishu bhavma ijyati na jatirtha buddhi shalile na karhichet janeshu abhigneshu saeva gokhara. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, those who are under the bodily concept of life, they are described as follows. Jasya atma buddhi. Atma means self. Atma buddhi in this body. What is this body? Kunapeti dhatuke. It is a bag of three elements. Kapha, pitta, vayu. Mucus, bile, and air. So, ordinarily you can understand this is a combination, this material body is combination of flesh, bone, blood, mucus, stool, urine, and so many other things. That we are not self. But foolish person, they are taking this lump of matter, bones and flesh, accepting that I am this body. No learned man will take like that. The whole world is misled under this conception. They are accepting this lump of matter, blood and flesh and bones, I am. This is animal mentality, animal things like that. No learned man. Learned man, one who knows, he will say, "Aham Brahmasmi. I am spirit soul. I am servant of God." This is learned spirit. I am not this body. So, Krishna is chastising Arjuna because he has accepted his becoming his disciple. So the spiritual master has the right to chastise the disciple for right direction, like the teacher, like the father. Similarly, although Krishna and Arjuna are friends, but Arjuna has accepted him as spiritual master, there should not be any compromising words as it is done between friend and friend. The right thing must be said, that you are wrong. Don't talk nonsense, talking like a very learned man, but you do not know anything. Why I do not know? Because this body, while living, avatasun means the living force. While the living force is there, and while the living force is gone, two conditions, this body is moving very nicely because the living force is there. And as soon as the living force is gone out, this nice body will no longer move. It will decompose. Dust thou art, dust thou beest. Again become, it is called panchabhut, mixed with the earth. Earth, water, fire, air, sky, these five gross elements are the ingredients of this body. So as soon as the soul is out of this body again, conservation of the energy. The earthly energy goes to the earth, the waterly energy goes to the water. This is a combination of earth, water, air, fire. So they become decomposed and become distributed to different elements. And that is the scientific law. It is called conservation of energy. The energy is never lost. It comes back again to the original stock. So Krishna says, this body, either in living force or without living force. Without living force, it is called dead. With living force, it is called living. In both the condition, a learned man means one who knows Brahma Bhuta, one who knows Brahma, one who has realized Brahma, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. As soon as one is on the stage of Brahma Bhuta state, he can understand that I am not this body. I am separate from this body. This knowledge was very common knowledge. At least we can see 5,000 years ago that the Kshatriyas were fighting severely one another, but still they are not in bodily concept of life. So Arjuna, being Kshatriya, is so much embarrassed with the bodily concept of life, therefore Krishna chastised him, that you are not a very learned man. You are talking just like a learned man, but you are not learned. So this conclusion is to be taken by us, that anyone within this world, if he has got bodily concept of life, he is not a learned man. He is a fool. So this world, at the present moment at least, it is a fool's paradise. Nobody is learned, because everyone is working under the bodily concept of life. This is chastised. This is the first chastisement. That like before giving lesson, if the student is writing or reading wrongly, then the teacher immediately says, "You fool, it is not like this. It should be like this." So the first step Krishna took in educating Arjuna, the Bhagavad Gita is now being actually spoken, Bhagavan was. The first basic principle is explained to Arjuna, that you do not know anything. Don't talk just like a learned man. But actually that is our own. Every one of us, in the same position. Just like yesterday, two boys came. No philosophy, talking like nonsense, starvation, as if he has taken, what is called, contract for stopping starvation. He is starving, everyone is starving, this law, the nature will go on. Somebody, because there are three qualities of the nature, satogun, rajogun, tamogun. So, the natural laws will go on under the three laws. Therefore, always we shall find three classes or three status of living condition. That will be explained in Bhagavad Gita. Even everywhere, there are different species of life. Everywhere these three qualities are working. Just like there are some good trees. Good trees means which are producing nice fruits and flowers. They are good trees. And there are trees, no fruit, no flower, very long standing, and no use, no useful purpose. I have seen in Los Angeles big palm trees, very long, but there is no fruit. In India, there are palm trees like that. They bear fruit, very nice fruit. Tal, big fruit, very sweet fruit. So any tree which does not give us nice fruit or nice flower, that is sinful. Amongst the trees also, there are pious trees, there are sinful trees. Amongst the animals also, there are pious animals, sinful animals. Just like dog and the cow. Cow is pious animal. And the dog is sinful animal. So nature's, amongst the birds, this crow is sinful bird. And the ducks, white swan, they are pious bird. The peacocks. So, similarly, in the human society also, there are pious men and sinful men. Those who are pious, they have got different position. Janmaisajyasutasri. Pious man means born in very good family, rich family. Janma aishadya. Aishadya means riches, opulence. Janma, first class aristocratic family, Brahman family. Janma aishadya. Suta, educated, highly educated. Sri, beautiful. These are the signs of pious life. And similarly, just the opposite. Ugly, no education. Born in poor family, a low-grade family, poor. These are the things. So, either you take human life, or animal life, or bird's life, beast life, tree's life, anywhere you go, these three laws are working. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. Therefore, always there must be three classes. Middle class, high class, and lower class. There must be. So you cannot make one classless. That is not possible. So long the bodily concept of life is there, there must be these three classes. High class, middle class, and lower class. So, those who are condemned, they must suffer. Everyone is condemned in this material world. First class condemned, second class condemned, third class condemned. So you will find this first class, second class, third, you cannot stop it. Just like in Bombay sometimes I sold to my disciples. Say in 1935 means about 50 years ago. 50 years ago, when I was in Bombay, that time I was doing some business. So a class of men, they were living on footpath. Their home is on the footpath. They have got a box or a bag and lying on the footpath and eating on the footpath. Their everything on the footpath. Now, the same class of men are still there. Now, economically, 50 years ago, the value of money was greater. At that time, 50 years ago, we are purchasing, say, ghee, at most 1 rupee per kilo. So now you cannot get first class ghee unless you pay 25 rupees per kilo. So the value of money has decreased. That means, in other words, people are getting more money. Formerly one servant was engaged 10 rupees or 12 rupees per month. Now you cannot get a servant unless you pay 100 rupees. So in that comparison, everyone is getting more money, but still the condition is the same. Condition is the same. This will go on. If you get more money, the other circumstances will force you to remain in the same condition as you were 50 years ago. Because you are destined. This is called destiny. You cannot change your destiny. That is not possible. Therefore, Bhagavad says that do not try to change your destiny. Everyone is trying to change the destiny. I am poor man. I must be very rich man. You cannot change your destiny. Tasyaiva heta prajatita kovida nalabhate jad bhramatam uparajatha. In this world, every one of us are bound up by the laws of karma, destiny. We have got our destiny, so much happiness, so much distress we must have, because this is a mixture of happiness and distress. Here you cannot have unadulterated happiness, that is not possible in this way. Unadulterated happiness, real happiness, can be achieved in the spiritual world, not in the material world. So certain amount of happiness and certain amount of distress you have to enjoy and suffer. You cannot change it. This is the law of nature in this material. Therefore, Bhagavad says that tasyaiva heta prajatita kovida nalabhate jad bhramatam uparajata. People are wandering within this material world, living entity, in different forms of life, under different conditions of life, but they are not getting the information of Krishna. That is their misfortune. So one who is fortunate during this period, or continuous wandering in different species of life and different planets, he contacts another devotee, Guru Krishna. Or one who is actually anxious to unite with the Supreme Lord. How one gets this consciousness? By associating with devotees. Just like we are holding this class, Even those who are not devotee, outsider, if they come, they can also understand. Then one becomes very seriously anxious. How to understand God? How to go back to home, back to Godhead? Then Krishna immediately helps. This is the process. Krishna is there within your heart. As soon as you become little serious, immediately Krishna is ready. Krishna is ready. He is sitting with you as a friend, simply looking for the opportunity when you will come back to him. That is Krishna. He's always sitting with you. But we are not willing to go back to home, back to Godhead. We want to become God in this material. This is our position. Instead of going back to home, back to Godhead, live with God, we want to become God here. That is our position. Therefore you are suffering. Here you can, nowhere you cannot be God. God is one. Nobody can be equal or above Him. Everyone must be subordinate to God. Therefore, those who are not learned, foolish people, they are trying to be happy in this material world by adjustment and becoming Himself God. This is atheism and this is demoniac tendency. But those who are advanced in knowledge, they know that we are eternally servant of God. We cannot become God. Better to remain servant of God. That is our happiness. So those who are in the bodily concept of life, they cannot advance in this real knowledge that we are eternally servant of God. Our constitutional position is like that. If we do not serve God, we do not agree, we are servant of God, but if we deny, then no, I am not servant. So that means I become servant of Maya. Servant I will have to remain. That is my constitutional position. One must first of all understand what is his identity. So this is the beginning of a lesson given by Krishna that you are lamenting for this body. This is not your identity. This is not your identity. You are wrongly thinking. Just like if your coat is somewhere other destroyed, that does not mean that you are destroyed. If your car by accident is broken, that does not mean that you are finished. Sometimes we get accident, that is another thing. But I am not the car, I am not this body, I am not this coat. This is real knowledge. Although sometimes we become little sorry, but the identity is different. So Krishna says that you are talking like learned man, but you do not know your identity. You are not this body. This is the summary information. Asachyananisuchastam annasuchastam prajñavādāṁ sabhāsasi. So anyone who is not in perfect knowledge, he should not take the position of talking like a learned man. That is cheating and that is foolishness. First of all, you know things as they are, then talk. Otherwise, it is said that it is better not to talk than to talk foolish. It is better to stop talking. Therefore, sometimes in spiritual advancement, there is a process, mauna. Mauna means not to talk. Those who are too much foolish, the spiritual master orders him, don't talk. Please remain silent. That's all. Because if you talk, you talk simply nonsense. Why should you spoil your energy by such nonsense talking? Better stop. The meditation is also like that also. Instead of talking or doing nonsense, if one is remaining silent for some time, it is little good for him. But this meditation and mauna, silence, is not meant for the devotees. They are meant for the lesser intelligent class of man. Devotees' business is always to talk about Krishna. Why they should stop talking? Mauna? No. Kirtaniya Sadahari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that one has to chant and talk of Krishna 24 hours. Where is the question of mauna? Silence. There is no question of silence. Silence is for those who are nonsense. Be silent. Don't talk. For them, at least they practice silence means at least they stop talking nonsense. But those who are actually advanced, for them there is no such restriction. Vachansi vaikuntha gunanuvarnan. We should use our talking power for describing the glories of the Lord. Vaikuntha gunanuvarnan. That is kirtan. That is chanting. Abhavad vayasaki kirtane. Just like for sameness, when Parikshit Maharaj was going to die, he had only 7 days left. So 24 hours, without any eating or without any drinking a drop of water, he went on hearing from Sukhdev Goswami. And similarly, Sukhdev Goswami also went on speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Vishnu, Sramane Parikshit, they got, both of them got salvation. Back to home, back to God. How? One was hearing and one was chanting. This is the process. Parikshit Maharaj was hearing and Sukhdev Goswami was chanting. And what is the subject matter? Krishna. That's all. So, Krishna subject matter is so nice that simply you do not do anything. Simply hear. That's all. You have got God-given ear. You can hear. Sit down. Sthane sthita srutigatang tanuvang manovi. Srutigatang. Sruti means this ear. Srautapantha. This is called srautapantha. But getting knowledge by hearing. Satang prasangad mama bija sangvida bhavanti rit karna rasayana katha. Satang prasangad, when there is actually satsanga. Satsanga means this, talking of Krishna, hearing about Krishna. Thank you very much.